Ghana and Cameroon have decided to establish a permanent joint commission to expand the scope of bilateral relations between the two countries. In furtherance of this, a body of technical personnel from both countries is to be constituted to develop a memorandum of understanding to enhance trade and promote afforestation. These were the outcome of a visit by the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Mike Hammer, to Yaoundé, Cameroon. Here's a report on the new move.
The Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, Mike Hammer, will sign the MOU on behalf of the Government of Ghana, while Ngole Philip Ngwese, Minister of Forestry and Wildlife of Cameroon, will initial on behalf of the Cameroonian government when the latter visits Ghana later in the year. These were contained in a Cameroonian-Ghana joint communique on bilateral cooperation on timber and its products fashioned out in Yaoundé between the governments of Ghana and Cameroon during Mike Hammer's 3-day official visit to Cameroon. Mr. Mike Hammer and his team also had a number of working sessions with other high-ranking officials of the Cameroonian government on issues of mutual benefit to both countries. Additionally, modalities will be evolved to forge collaboration in the areas of research and development of timber and timber products, particularly lesser-known timber species, to bolster timber industry in both countries. As part of the visit, Mr. Hammer toured the autonomous parts of Douala and the 3 timber processing plants. He was accompanied by the MP for Bongo, Albert Abongo, and Andrew Ejeyeboah, Chairman and Ranking Member of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Lands and Forestry, as well as Mr. Al-Hassan Atta, Executive Director of the Timber Industry Development Division of the Forestry Commission.
A report on Ghana-Cameroon cooperation.